Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have John W. Spring here. You've got two major issues to cover, John. I'd like you to proceed, please.
Yes. First of all, I would like to respond to the news media, which now has released reports of the North Koreans having a solid fuel rocket engine. And, of course, the advantages of a solid rocket fuel engine are far superior to those of a liquid-fueled engine, because a liquid-fueled engine can only be used for first-strike purposes, which take hours of preparation. But on the other hand, of course, your solid-fuel propellants can be stored indefinitely, kept in the vehicle or the missile, and fired immediately, so there's no delay whatsoever. And I believe I reported this on our program about I would say close to a year ago, Dr. Deagle, last fall, that they were going into production on the solid fuel propellant rocket engine.
And yeah, course, exactly. We know the solid fuel rockets came from the Rosatom facility in Moscow. And again, one of the things that I take, and again, a lot of people say, like, even when I have discussions with people in my family, say, you're just a Trump supporter. No, I'm not. No, I call Trump on the mat when he does stuff that I think is stupid. His dialogue with Mr. Putin was stupid. Yeah. You need to put him more on the map. I mean, the fact is that when Trump, even when the meeting later on with Chris Matthews at Fox News, Putin would even take it in his hand, the documents that showed there were 12 Russians. Now, the real issue, if Putin was being honest about this, is, yeah, the Russians were trying to buy social media, but the thing they did was so anemic and so, I call, stupid, the way they operated it, nobody would expect it to alter anybody's votes. If anything, it would just polarize the voting of people in America. The real issue is those that information was transferred by a thumb drive, by a gentleman who actually gave the information to WikiLeaks. And we know that that gentleman was killed. We talked about this in detail last week with, without getting into all the details, with Scott Adams from Red State Talk Radio. The things that I get concerned about is, yeah, they might say that we're hacking into Russia and China and all these other places. They've hacked into our infrastructure, our air traffic controllers, our waterworks, and our electrical power grid. That's not okay. The second thing is we need to realize that the primary rocket engines and their targeting technology is Russians from the mid-90s. So Russia directly gave the technology to North Korea to have a missile system. It's not from China, it's from Russia. Now, China is probably helping financially and also providing maybe rocket fuel and other things and banking, but the primary provider of the technology to the Chinese is Russian. Okay, it's not Chinese. People don't get this. And Mr. Putin, being a, what I call a Russian dictator, basically a new Russian post-communist czar of Russia, is an arrogant SOB, and we need to kind of call him on the mat and say, hey, this isn't going to work out. You want to make a deal so we can fix the price of gas so you don't collapse your economy in Russia? You got to make a deal. You got to stop providing information and technology to Iran and North Korea, and you got to start playing ball, or we're really going to squeeze your geopolitical nuts. And I think Trump needed to be a lot tougher with Putin when he did that, which is why both the right and the left were kind of calling him on the mat. I don't think it was catastrophic or treason. I just think he was just trying to make a deal. You don't make a deal that way. You slap him in the face first and say, hey, you want to make a deal, you got to do A, B, and C. And right now he sort of did that when he called Rocket Man Mr. Kim, but I didn't see it with Putin. And I want to see a lot tougher sanctions against China as well. China is screwing with us. And they need to know that they actually told Kim, don't make a deal with the Americans. We'll back you. Don't worry. And the fact is, Kim may be dismantling some of these so-called pseudo-sites like this mini-test site. I don't believe that they're actually doing anything to actually get rid of their nuclear materials on site unless I see verification from torsion field imaging from space and on the ground, special forces, expert technicians that can go there and actually observe. Why are they not observing now? As far as I'm concerned, Trump should have observers on the ground today. Not next month or next year, but today. He has a limited time window in the next 2 years. Even if he doesn't get reelected, he needs to have this process completed before 2020. And at the rate he's going, it's not going to get done, is it?
No. And what we need to realize is that, going back to Putin for just a moment, that's largely based on his ignorance because of the fact that the intelligence community has so little material to provide to the president, which is pathetic. Now, getting back to North Korea, I doubt if any of my proposals have ever gotten through to the president. Otherwise,
I know they haven't because, actually, I'm preparing, I don't have an outhouse, but I'm thinking of getting a kind of a statutory outhouse we'll put in on our backyard and wallpaper with all the letters we got back from President Trump and the staff, which are trying to play games with us. Remember, every letter you send to a politician, they can multiply 1 to 10,000 times in terms of what the public thinks. The public listens to the show. This show has got millions of audience per week, not only in America, but worldwide, and people are watching us. If we screw this up, it's not just going to be America screwed up. It's going to be proliferation of nuclear weapons, chemical and biological weapons with missile delivery systems. And if Trump doesn't move quickly on this, I know he's multitasking. To be honest with you, he should reveal the classified documents so he can shut down Mueller. He should force Rosenstein to recuse himself and replace him as deputy attorney general. He should tell Sessions to fire to obliterate, wait until the 2018, until after the election is over, but he should be gone. Sessions is useless. He should also make certain that the people around him, like John Lightning Bolt, John Lightning Bolt needs to be fired. The fact that he wrote the PNAC documents means we got a devil, literally right beside the president trying to organize policy. That's not rational. I don't care how fast-talking Lightning Bolt is. Pompeo seems to be okay, but Lightning Bolt needs to go. And the fact is, we know as a public, we're watching Trump, and Trump, you're screwing up. And the reason is, you're not listening to people like us in the public that are down in the trenches and have the historical background and the geopolitical and the secure access to information you think you know, but you don't, about everything from space warfare to nuclear proliferation to chemical and biological weapons. That's why the mullahs are threatening, and the reason why they're threatening Trump is because all the weapons from the BioPreparat Russian program were moved to Tehran. Did you know that? 90% of those advanced biological weapons the Russians and Soviets made were moved to Tehran because they could pay the wages of those chemical and bioweaponeers just north of Moscow that were working in that facility for 70 years.
Yes.
They all moved to Tehran. So no wonder he's saying, I got the mother of all wars. Yeah, it'll be a biological war where you have some guy with a lyophilized flask in Chicago. He goes and puts his mat before his refrigerator and prays to Allah, pulls the damn thing out and starts spraying in, say, the O'Hare Airport or some major subway, and all of a sudden you get tens of thousands of people dropping dead. And if you don't think that happens, I work with the FBI and CDC, and I tell people it may anger them, but I don't give a crap. My opinion and my experience is not open to your goddamned attitude of thinking that you have a better reason and you have a reason to disrespect my opinion. It's over. What we're doing is, if Trump screws this up, we're going to be left either before or right after his tenure as president, either in 2020 or 2024, with a hell of a mess. Because I don't see it being fixed. Do you?
You're absolutely right, Dr. Teagle. if a bacteriological or a biological agent were released at Wrigley Field, the entire crowd would be dead within a matter of minutes. I know it sounds unbelievable, but under the right conditions.
Well, minutes to hours. We did simulations on the Performing Arts Center in downtown Denver. We also did simulation on 17th Avenue with a sprayer on the second floor window. We did what's called a war game simulation with hazmat officers, military officers, going to the three major hospitals in downtown Denver, Presbyterian St. Luke's University Hospital, et cetera. And what we found is we killed everybody in our war game simulations. We killed everyone because we proved we were absolutely and abjectly incompetent to stop a biological or radiological weapon release. We are not facing the music, and neither is Trump. And Trump has got bad advice from morons around him that are not giving him good advice, and that's why if he doesn't listen, he's going to lose time, and he's going to screw up. And if they lose the House in the midterm elections because he doesn't take action, it's going to get worse. And I'm frustrated, and I have contacts with Scott Adams, and we're going to try to see if we can set up what's called a Samuel Council. That's people that are top experts, geopolitical analysts, and people with classified access to information. For example, we're talking about solid fuel. Kim, and I know this from my classified sources, that Kim Jong-un was firing off rockets, and he had failure on the launch pad. The reason is, it wasn't just because he was making poor rockets, which, by the way, they were for years. But during and after his death of his father, he actually started succeeding at even. But liquid fuel takes hours and hours to fuel a rocket. The stuff is unstable as hell, and you can see a thermal signature as you try to fuel a rocket if you're looking at it by satellite based stuff, because it has to be outside. It can't be inside a silo. So liquid fuel rockets have to be fueled outside, don't they? Now the problem is we were hitting them with actually space-based weapons, so a lot of these blew up on the site while they're fueling them before they get launched. The problem is, now that he's got solid fuel rocket technology from the Russians, he can have these parked in the side of a cave, prop the damn things up in 10 minutes and fire them off. We don't have any thermal signature to warn us that the damn thing's coming at Mach 8 or 10. And that's really dangerous, because one nuclear weapon armed with a EMP weapon or a biological weapon can literally knock out the power grid for, say, half of America and kill millions of people. And people don't get it. They don't really get it yet, do they?
No.
I'm certain that from the behavior of Trump, he doesn't get it either. He doesn't understand the difference between solid and liquid fuel and the fact that Russians gave it to them, and the Chinese are providing a lot of the other materials, et cetera, in order to build these rockets. And in fact, I guarantee after those walk on the beach with Xi, the permanent dictator of China, you might call him the new emperor of China,
yes,
who's actually written a whole new dogma, basically, following Mao Zedong, you might call it, maybe we're going to call it the red one, the red book, maybe we'll call this the green or the blue book, but whatever the hell the Chinese call it, they call it 2025, that by 2025, they want to dominate the world in manufactured goods, artificial intelligence, robotics, and warfare projection around the planet, including missile warfare. And it's not just in the South China Sea. They think, well, they only have one base in the Middle East over, and where's that republic near Yemen? But where they have actually their second military base. The Chinese plan on having this Belt and Road Project, which we've talked about with Harvey Schlanger.
Djibouti on East Africa.
That's it, Djibouti, yeah. The problem is this Belt and Road thing is actually a projection of Chinese power, like the Roman roads of the ancient Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. They don't even want to pay for it all. They want us to pay for it and the other contributing countries. But they'll be the projectors. So they've built 500,000 warehouses, store everything from wood from South America that's very, very unique and rare, right? Like, you know, ironwood, etc. Yeah. And they've stored other materials, including strategic metals and everything, in these 500,000 warehouses in China for future manufacturing to take over manufacturing for everything in the whole world. The Chinese have an extremely aggressive approach to this, and they know that in the future, 5 or 10 years, the country that's most likely to overtake them is not America, it's India. India is almost guaranteed in the next 10 years to overtake China, not only in population, but in manufacturing, and most of their people are educated and speak in English, have English-type universities, and they're much less aggressive, more likely to honor intellectual property rights, etc., which means industry is going to move to India and other non-Chinese countries like Taiwan, which is not going to become part of China, and other countries like, Vietnam and Cambodia, etc., that are rising economic powers, and the Chinese are freaks, so they're going to be extremely aggressive not only to their own people, but the rest of us. And the Russians basically could be a natural ally, but our people like PNAC, for example, John Lightning Bolt, want the dialectic of war and conflict and not resolving these issues with Russia, which is our primary and most dangerous enemy right now. China might be in 10 or 15 years, but Russia right now, if they pressed a button, America would cease to exist in a day.
Yeah.
And people don't get that. And we don't have missile defense. If we had missile defense, their Brilliant Pebbles idea they had 35 years ago that was proposed by people like Lyndon LaRouche, they never developed it. They developed the technology at White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico and in Vandenberg Air Force Base. I know the specifics and technical details, but they never built it out. They never put the trillions of dollars in to actually build it out and our allies are protected. So as a result, we're sitting ducks. We're like walking into a gang of, bikers that are drug addict bikers. And most of them are pretty conservative, but these are bad guys. They're bad bikers.
Yeah.
And we walk in there with a razor sharp chain, and we're going to go and fight these guys, and they're going to blow us away.
Yeah.
So the idea of going into this battle with China and Russia in the future, if there is a nuclear military war, they're building underground cities all over China to try to keep their population from completely being decimated. And they don't care if we kill 100 or 200 million of them because they got 1.3 billion. They don't give a damn. They say, go for it. Go for it.
Yes. Yeah. Getting back to the missile defense system, which we don't have, I recall during the mid-1980s having a conversation with General Graham, the four-star general who was with SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, which...
Right.
Called or mimicked as Star Wars, and it seemed to be very promising. And in all probability, it could be, but...
They did it all. They do it all. All the technology exists. They have the Tesla plasma weapons, like the Star Wars weapons called the Death Star weapon. We already have it. White Sands has been there for 20 years, at least. They have not only the theater air defense, which is much better than the Patriot system. Patriot system is crap. In fact, that's why they delayed Gulf War I, because it didn't have even the Patriot system, because they put it on they planned it out, but never built one. Then they waited until they had theater air defense before they actually launched the attack on Iraq with Gulf War I with George Bush Sr. People don't know this. That's why there was a physical delay of like 8 or 9 months before they went there, because they didn't have the Patriot system. And then how stupidly, this is like last year, in 2017, Trump gave the Patriot system to the Japanese for protection against incoming missiles from China or from North Korea. Stupid, excuse me, this damn system doesn't work.
Yes.
It doesn't, okay? It might have a hit rate of 1 to 30%, from 10 to 30%. If you have a hit rate, that means instead of 12 really deads, your population is 9 really deads. How's that?
Right. Originally, Raytheon had the contract for the Patriot missile. And I recall during Gulf War I, Operation Desert Storm, that several Israeli villages were struck because the Patriot missile was not very effective. And ironically, this was the first war that Americans were involved with in which half of the entire death toll were women, because one of the Scud missiles was able to reach the women barracks in Saudi Arabia, and they were all annihilated. So half of the death toll just from that one strike during that entire war were all women, American women.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That was when you were talking about the Scud missile from Saddam Hussein.
Yes. From Iraq or
To be honest with you, you don't go into a war with your pants down. I mean, honestly, I'm getting very frustrated because Trump is under a lot of aggravation, and he doesn't need just Giuliani spinning things over his bad attorney Cohen. He needs to open up, the declassify these documents, stop playing I'm going to keep out of it. No, get into it. You need to fire Rosenstein by forcing him to recuse himself now. You need to replace him, shut down Mueller. Shut down the media, start passing laws to de-license media outlets like CNN and MSNBC and these attorneys and judges, get rid of them.
Take them out.
Welcome back. So, through our back channel, I'm working on this, what I call Samuel Council, that I want to work on so that we can have some audio time or audio video time to talk to Trump directly, mano a mano. Because the people around Trump are actually harming him. If I was going to give Trump a list of things that he needs to do right now in priority number one, although the other people say his first priority is to get Kavanaugh through, that's kind of important, but it's not the top. The most important thing is to get verification that he's actually denuking North Korea. And that means he needs to actually have on-the-ground inspectors there today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Number two, he needs to actually have a face-to-face, mano-a-mano meeting with Putin. And he needs to have the media there, and there needs to be tough questions. And when Putin made statements, for example, about Bill Browder, you know about Bill Browder? Bill Browder is a criminal, and he was working with other oligarchs within the Russian government, and he kind of double-crossed Putin. You don't double-cross Putin without getting away with it. And he didn't pay not only Russian tax, he didn't pay American tax of $1.5 billion in his deals. And he contributed $400,000, but he says he didn't send us any money. We know that the follow-up wasn't $400 million, like Putin made a mistake there. It was $400,000 to the Clinton campaign, but I'm sure there's lots of other monies went to the Clintons through this deal because of Uranium One, which you made $1.5 billion on.
Yes.
But Bill Browder's a criminal. And the fact is, Putin has lots of goods on the guy. And if we did have this discussion back and forth, Bill Browder would probably be put into prison for, all kinds of really bad stuff, including, as they say, if it happened in the Second World War, it would be, working with the enemy. Now, Russia is not only our competitor, they're our enemy. Okay, let's face it. And if people don't get that, they don't realize if there's going to be an end to the American civilization, it's going to be Russian nukes written in Cyrillic that are going to land and kill us all.
Yes.
Not Chinese. Chinese are 10 to 20 years away from having enough long-range nuclear weapons. And the Russians are not transferring their technology to China because they fear China. Russia is not their buddy with China. People think they are. They're being shoved into the arms by us because we aren't talking to Russia. But Russia could become a natural ally. And we could get missile defense systems so nobody's missiles, including Russia, could harm anybody.
Yeah.
Once we have missile defense for all countries on Earth, I call it defensive Earth strategy. All these countries that want to be big shots because they've got a very bad weapon that can kill a lot of us would be over. That's what needs to happen. And the problem is we haven't done that. This is why Lyndon LaRouche spent years in prison because he actually proposed that while sitting between Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan. I know this because I talked to four-star general July 10th, 1994, underground at Three Air Force Base, who told me the entire story face-to-face. And I can tell you, looking at his eyeballs, as they say in the military, hairy eyeball, he told me the freaking truth.
Yes.
Okay?
Before we go on any further, I just want to mention one last thing about the solid fuel
rocket
engine. And that is, I reported that information to the White House, to the President, nearly a year ago, last fall.
Right.
And it basically said everything which the news media is now talking about today in a very scary way. So this gives you some idea, folks, as to what reality is and how it is delayed at a convenient time or else it's ignored. And it's criminal because your lives and our lives are at stake.
The future of the human race is at stake. As far as I know, even though the ancient times we did have a major population on Mars before the big galactic war that killed them all, the fact is that the human race on Earth is it. So if we have a major galactic, a major cosmic war here on planet Earth, the human race is going to be extinguished, or there may be a tiny remnant that will crawl out of their underground lairs months or years later, but it won't be a fit place to live because the biosphere will be destroyed by a nuclear war. And we'll probably actually shove the Earth into an ice age. Because enough of that blocking radiation will actually tip us over, so we'll actually enter a full force ice age that could last tens of thousands of years. We're not done with something simple here, do we?
No, we're already headed for an ice age. We don't need to accelerate it.
Well, we're in the middle of what's called an ice epoch. The ice epoch lasts 5 million years. And we're actually in the middle of an ice epoch. People don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, people are idiots, to be honest with you. I don't have any patience anymore. They're non-scientific. They haven't read literature. They have their own opinions based on dogma and stupidity. And then they want to say that they want to get really angry or even do an ad hominem tax. I won't put up with it. I don't. I'm not interested. That's why I tell people, unless you have scientific proof, I'm not interested in your opinion. You need to present science or classified information like you have classified info. So do I. I had a guy from CENTCOM on the show last year. He came on once, and he's terrified to come back on because I literally turned it into a video and put it everywhere about the fact that North Korea could strike us now for almost 4 years. And the fact is, if one missile comes in and just hits our power grid, you'll see the emergence of Homo sapiens cannibalis. People, after the third or fourth day, will start eating each other. We're not within, like in 1929, 75 to 80% of the population within 20 miles of a farm. We're less than 5% of the population within any kind of sustenance to be able to survive in our mega cities. It'll just be obscene what'll happen. And right. The idiots will try to get onto the freeway to get away from it. They'll be trapped on freeways, and you'll hear honking and honking until all the gas is gone and the freeways are jammed up. And then people will literally start, if they have guns or whatever, they'll start literally barbecuing each other on the side of the freeway.
Our civilization heavily relies upon movement and communication. And
right, and it can be gone in a matter of minutes, not hours.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm getting solar, I'm getting a well, and I have not only regular, but I'm going to build exotic weapons. Do not bother Deagle if the civilization falls. If you're not my friend, you're going to have a bad day. And I'm going to be a secretary for Jesus, and I'm going to arrange an appointment to meet either Jesus or the bad guy. But you're not going to make it. So people I want them to know, start preparing now, because what I see Trump doing isn't necessarily going to fix everything. He's fixing some things, at least on the surface. The economy last quarter is 4.1%. But he's also doing some things that I think are really concerning. The 5G network, the fact that he's taking kind of like, and this is both the left and the right, he's taking kind of a mushy approach to Putin. Putin needs to be slapped across the face. This guy's dangerous. Putin's a dangerous bugger.
Yeah.
And so is Xi. Xi is dangerous, too. This guy is another narcissistic egomaniac in China. He considers himself new emperor. And their intention is not to just kind of control the Asian peninsula. They're scaring all of the Asian countries nearby them. They want to control the entire world, not only in artificial intelligence, but on everything you can imagine. China wants to control it all. They want to be like the new modern Chinese version of Rome, don't they?
Yes, they do. And that's what their Belt and Road policy is all about.
I guarantee you their eventual intention, a decade or two from now, is they want to occupy at least half the United States. That's why the largest number of newcomers to California, guess what they are? They're Chinese. They're not Mexicans. They're not Central Americans. They're Chinese, and they come in with buco bucks. They hardly speak any English. I mean, I was on a boat last summer with them, and they filled the whole boat up with these Chinese immigrants coming in from China. Man, they didn't speak a word. They were terrified because we were out in bed in a horrifying weather. And that boat was rocking and throwing people all over the place. If you weren't holding on, man, you're gonna get smacked into the side of a bar or something. And they shouldn't have been out there in the boat. The people that drove the boat were nuts. But we went out there just as a day with our friends to do it. And these Chinese were completely freaked out. When they got off here, you could see them. They're all shaking, like, we almost died.
Yeah.
They're coming here in droves, and people don't understand that the biggest number of new immigrants to California are Chinese. From China. And they have money. And they have nice clothes. And they're going to go to our universities and take over, like we call the USC, University of Spoiled Children. Look at the massive number of them. They're Chinese. It's crazy. If you go there, if you don't speak Cantonese or some form of Chinese dialectic, probably as a professor, you can't dialogue with your students. Because it's basically Chinatown, isn't it?
It is to a large extent, as you have alluded to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. I talk to people. It's not these people aren't hardworking or they're not intelligent, but the fact is they're doing industrial espionage. They get embedded into a company. They walk off with the plans. They even have these Chinese institutes all over the United States and every one of these universities. What do they call them? They have this fancy name for the ancient Chinese religious system they were. What are they called? It's not Taoism or whatever. It's
Confucianism?
Confucius Institutes all over America. And they're all there to basically do intel snooping and even tell people at universities you can't do this and can't do that. I mean, people don't understand what's going on, do they? And you mentioned something about KAL flight. Let's get into that. That flight was, what, in the 1980s?
It was in 1983. And by the way...
That flight flew from where to where, and it was picked up by the Russians, wasn't it?
Yes. It originated from JFK Airport in New York. They made a stopover for refueling at Anchorage, Alaska, and then from there they were to land in Seoul, South Korea. But
so they're crossing the Red Arc, which means they're crossing the Russian territory or near Russian territory.
Well, that part is a complete lie, and the reason.
No, I'm saying they came within near. I'm just saying they came near because when you're crossing that arc, when you're going near not near Vladivostok, and so on, the Russians intercepted flight, didn't they?
Well, they came no nearer to Soviet territory than I did 3 years earlier on a Japanese flight. You're in relatively close proximity, but you're certainly not within Soviet airspace.
Why do you think they intercepted that plane was shot down, let me
try to explain, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah.
That plane was shot down over international waters, and everything that the Russians said, they had a press conference, and that was televised and rebroadcast. And what they showed, the Soviets showed an outline map which depicted the Kamchatka Peninsula, Sakhalin Island, and the Soviet Far East mainland. And they showed this route. But remember, this was just an outline map. Now, if they had a relief or topographic map, it would have shown the extremely high mountains on Kamchatka Peninsula, some of the highest volcanic peaks in the world, and I think the tallest mountains in the former Soviet Union and currently in Russia. And any pilot would have visually been able to see those high mountains if he had been off course, which he never was in the first place.
Right.
That plane was shot down because it was targeted to take out Senator Jesse Helms, who was to be the other significant passenger besides Dr. McDonald on that flight, 007. But I had a conversation 3 years later in 1986 with Senator Jesse Helms, and I asked him about the situation. I said, according to my recollection, you were supposed to be on KAL flight 007. And he said, yes, I was. But I had to make a last-minute change because of some business that I had to take care of, and so I boarded another North Korean, I'm sorry, not North Korean, but Korean Airlines from 747 from Dallas, Texas. So he was on a similar aircraft which followed the KAL flight 007. They both landed at Anchorage, Alaska, and flight 007 took off first, and the plane that he was on took off a few minutes later. And that was the last time that he saw Larry McDonald. And the reason why I believe that he was the primary target was because Senator Helms at that time and afterwards was chairman of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Latin America. And at that time, you have to understand that the Russians were preparing for the second missile crisis, which, from our standpoint, occurred partially on October 23rd, 1983, when the U.S. Marines... Let me... Let me on October 25th, when the U.S. Marines invaded Grenada, where they were building that strategic airfield which would enable them to reach Nicaragua for deployment of the intermediate-range ballistic missiles. And so Helms was a strategic target, basically. He was perhaps the most knowledgeable American official concerning Latin America and the Caribbean and Central America as well. And so they wanted to take him out, basically. With McDonald, all they were able to do was to interrogate him about various U.S. facilities, as far as we know, and other than that, we know very little about his demise or the demise of the other 61 Americans, some of them were small infants, and who were probably placed in orphanages and separated from their parents, and their parents who were sent into the gulag at various prison labor camps. So that's just something I wanted to mention because this will commemorate the 35th anniversary of that diabolical situation on September 1st.
Now, do you think actually structurally or whatever that Russia's actually changed its underlying, as they say, as the leopard changed its spots?
No. Yet.
No. Yet.
I wish it
was. How would you describe the inner psyche of Russia? But what people understand is that the Nordic peoples were not just in Sweden and Norway. Like my family and my father's side, the name Deagle is Norwegian from Norway. Deagle means the three eagles in flight. That's what it means, actually. And they came down and served the King of France in the 11th century, married the Bethune family, and became shorter, but they were all giants, 6'9" to 7'9". And what happens is those Nordic peoples crossed not only into Norway and Sweden, but also into Russia. And if you want to think of what the Russians are genetically, they're a combination of Vikings and Mongols from the Mongolian plains, like the steppe people. And the steppe people, by the way, and you need to know this is where Genghis Khan came from, are the most athletic and aggressive people on earth. There's nobody more aggressive than the steppe people. So you got the Russians with a combination of Viking, basically, if you want to call it Nordic, and Mongolian blood. Now, and interestingly, one-third of the population in Russia have Jewish genes, Jewish, believe it or not, Hebrew-Jewish genes. So they're a combination. And remember, the Jew, the ancient Jews were not passive. That's why they dominate every industry they come into, whether it's medicine, science, technology, politics, whatever. So even though we have a relatively small population, they have very high inventiveness, strong character, often very dominant. That's why most people don't realize the kippah on the Jewish burgomasters of all across Europe were basically Jews that actually were the bankers for the Vatican because it was an immortal sin to charge interest. So they actually gave the right to the Jews who wouldn't go to hell for actually charging interest because it was a mortal sin. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
So when you actually look at the kippah, which the Jews wear right now, even in ceremonies, it was actually given to them by the Vatican, so they had a dispensation to actually be the bankers for all the burghers all across Europe. Yes. Run by the Vatican. And by the way, the Federal Reserve System is still run by the Vatican. People don't understand the Vatican Private Security Force and the black, you want to call the Society of Jesus or Jesuits, still run the world banking system. People don't get this, do they? They don't know about Banco Ambrosio or all the things going on here. The current Pope is actually a Jesuit. People don't understand the last time they had a Pope that was a Jesuit was 700 years ago. You know? Do they not understand that when they killed Godfrey de Bouillon, he was actually arrested on the 13th of February, and they specifically chose that date because the Jesuits believed that they actually supported the idea of the British and the Royal Europe's as being blood descendants of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. And their 13th apostle was Mary. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
People, when I say, no, they don't teach me that in Catholic Church, I say, they're not going to teach you there. Unless you're in a high-level Masonic order, you're not going to know all this stuff.
Oh,
not.
Just like most people are not aware that Joseph of Arimathea was not only a Roman citizen, that was the uncle of Jesus, But he also had a fleet of boats in which he carried ore from the British Isles to
various... He was wealthy. He had a very wealthy uncle, okay?
Yes.
Jesus had very rich relatives.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure conversing with you.
Yeah. Well, I want people to understand that Trump is uninformed. He's not the idiot that CNN says.
No.
He's better than any of the politicians we have there, called the many bloodsuckers.
Yes.
But he has a bad counsel around him. He needs a Samuel counsel of people like you and me that will give him a come-to-Jesus talk every week for 10 or 20 or a half hour, and then kind of say, hey, Trump, what are you going to do next? Like, I would give him a list to say, look, delicense media, get rid of Rosenstein, close down Mueller, get down to facts, deal with verification on the ground with both North Korea, realize Russia's not our ally or our competitor, they're our enemy, and we can convert them and be to give them a call to Jesus talk, but we need to get real, and Trump is not real enough with them yet, is he?
No, unfortunately.
No.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.